This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The NATO Secretary General says the 30-nation military alliance aims to set aside the divisions of the Trump era and focus on the security challenges posed by Russia and China. Jens Stoltenberg says that NATO leaders will meet Monday at a pivotal moment for our alliance. His remarks in Brussels came before he chairs a first NATO summit involving U.S. President Joe Biden. NATO was roiled for 4 years under U.S. President Donald Trump. Many allies are hoping to secure Biden's assurances that the United States will stand by them in times of conflict. After a series of meetings in Brussels, including with EU leaders, President Biden heads to Geneva for talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday. Israel has a new prime minister. Naftali Bennett became prime minister and was sworn into office Sunday evening after a 60-59 vote. Parliament's approval of the new coalition government ended the historic 12-year rule of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Bennett was a former Netanyahu ally turned rival, and he's promising to heal a divided nation and preside over a fragile coalition comprised of 8 parties with deep differences. Netanyahu made clear he has no intention of exiting the political scene, calling the new coalition a dangerous government. Vaccine maker Novavax says its shot is highly effective against COVID-19 and also protects against variants. The Maryland-based company on Monday announced results from a large late-stage study in the U.S. and Mexico that found its vaccine was about 90% effective. Preliminary data also showed it was safe. We have more on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. President Biden is preparing to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday in Geneva. Ahead of that bilateral summit, the NATO Secretary General said Monday the 30-nation military alliance's relationship with Russia is at its lowest point since the end of the Cold War. Stoltenberg echoing comments made by the Russian and U.S. presidents. President Biden's 4 most recent White House predecessors made an effort to build a measure of rapport with President Putin. But the American president has made clear that the virtue of fusing a personal connection might have its limits when it comes to the Russian leader. The president sought to make clear that he will take a far different tack with Putin than former President Trump and the 3 other past presidents. Myanmar's ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi is going on trial. Human rights observers criticize the charges as an attempt by the military junta to delegitimize her democratic election and cripple her political future. The prosecution of Suu Kyi opening Monday poses the greatest challenge so far for the 75-year-old and her National League for Democracy party since the February military takeover. Hong Kong pro-democracy activist Agnes Chow has been released from jail. She served more than 6 months for taking part in unauthorized assemblies during massive 2019 anti-government protests that triggered a crackdown on dissent. The 24-year-old Chow was greeted by a crowd of journalists as she left the Tai Lam Center for Women. Only a small group of supporters were on the scene due to the government's threats to jail those it deems to violate a sweeping national security law that Beijing imposed on the territory a year ago. The legislation has resulted in the arrests of leading democracy activists, including Joshua Wong and Jimmy Lai, who were serving prison terms. 2 Americans charged with helping former Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn flee Japan have agreed they took part in a scheme for him to escape the country. Ghosn was facing accusations of financial misconduct when he fled. The statements by Michael Taylor and his son Peter on the opening day of their trial in Tokyo suggest the pair don't plan to fight the charges. The prosecution statement accused the Taylors of arranging for Ghosn to hide in a box for musical equipment that was loaded onto a jet that flew him to Lebanon. Iranians are preparing this week to vote in or perhaps to boycott a presidential election that many fear will only underscore their powerlessness to shape the nation's fate. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.